listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
Anna Cohen's new album shimmers and shines. It's breezy and bright, like this song, Dragon.
Somebody say it. I'm not gonna be the only one. You know I love you. But the dragon you down.
The record's called Earth Star Mountain. Fantasy vibes, right? But as any mycologist will tell you, it's a fungus.
I'd never seen a mushroom in that shape before, and so at first I didn't think it was a mushroom. I thought it was like some like ancient symbol like appearing out of the woods to me.
You can find them around Cohen's home in the Catskill Mountains. After years in New York City, she built a house in studio alongside her partner Sam Evian. Coming up, live performances from Earth Star Mountain, and I'll forage for some answers about the new record. It's Hannah Cohen coming up. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Much like the record, talking with Hannah Cohen is a good hang, and that is coming up in just a few minutes. Plus, a surprise appearance from a wonderful doggo named Jan. Look, I'm a sucker for dogs, just like some people are suckers for Coldplay. That session coming up in just a few minutes.
Where do we go? Nobody knows. I've gotta say I'm on my way down. God give me style and give me grace. God put a smile upon my face.
As mine. I gave you style and gave you grace, and put a smile upon your face.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. I fell in love with that song, First Listen. That's Hannah Cohen's Dragon. Set amidst one too many sticky situations with family members is a little bit timeless, a little bit modern, with some bubblegum on the side. Cohen is a singer-songwriter who for years called New York City home. She moved up to the Catskills a few years ago with her partner and co-producer Sam Evian. That's where they produced her latest album, Earth Star Mountain, at Flying Cloud. And it features another local, Sufjan Stevens, as well as guest appearances from Claro and Sean Mullins. Earth Star Mountain is a good hang, infinitely replayable, a solid companion, in some ways, a nod to her new surroundings in the Catskills. Today, what's an Earth Star? Hannah's going to tell us, and we'll hear about the dynamic vocal performances that shape her sharp songwriting. So let's get into it. Recorded at Union Pool in Brooklyn, here's Hannah Cohen and Earth Star.
Next is public comments on non-agenda items. Any comments in King Cove from the public?
Ms. Lynette back.
Oh, I just wanted to say thank you for all your support for the senior trip. I did have a slideshow, but I didn't get it into Cheryl on time. And I don't know, maybe the thing was too big to go through or whatnot. But I did have a slideshow, but I just want to tell you thank you. The kids had a great time, great experiences. Nice to get out and see one of our shyest boys in town actually talk and laugh and have a great time. And so it was really good. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Lynette. Are there any other public comments? None online? Okay. Board comments? Hillary?
I just want to thank all of the teachers that are leaving our district. I want to thank them for their year here at Oceans East. And then I want to thank the teachers that will be returning. I want to thank them for their hard work and enjoy your summer. And we'll see you guys in August.
Next.
Brenda, I'd like to say thank you to everybody and the superintendent coming to the villages more. I really appreciated that. And the parents and the grandparents and everybody else in the communities that helped. Goodness, in Sandpoint, there was a lot of people who were at events when I was there. And then King Cove, to see them here, see them in Akatan doing everything. It's just amazing adding that the principal when they talk about their communities. We get to see the pictures, the parents are posting more pictures talking about what their kids are learning. So I just think it's amazing. The technology that we're adding, is just, I just love it. So thank you to everybody. Thank you to the board for keeping us and moving us forward in a good fashion that the kids are able to learn and excel and succeed.
Okay, thanks, Brenda. Carla, Amy?
I want to say thanks to teachers. I know my grandchildren had a much better school year this year, and they learned a lot, and they were excited to go to school, so that was a big plus. Mm-hmm. And I also talked to a couple of teachers and the aides today after the beach day, and they just sound like they had a great year, and we're looking forward to being back next year. It was like, awesome.
Yes. Okay. Carly, do you have anything?
Thank you, Dave. I don't think we'll be able to find another business manager like you. Thank you, Megan. We'll miss Megan. and all the teachers. I know our kids had a way better school year this year as well. Thank you, Franklin, for all you do for the district. And I was sitting on my deck the whole time until we went into executive session. So I was like, this is taking so long. Yeah, let's get done so we can go back outside.
Thanks, Carmen. Mm-hmm. I want to thank all the staff, the teachers, and the aides, and all our sites that do a lot of the hard work. And enjoy your summers, your summer. And I hope everybody has a great summer. I hope we have sunshine almost every day. A little bit of rain just to keep the fire issues away, but mostly sun. And if that's all, agenda items for the next meeting. We have a June meeting?
Only if anything goes into business.
Oh, okay. So I guess, Dave, well, I won't see you next month.
It's been long off,
though. Oh, we did?
Yeah.
The same, it's still fighting there in person. There's no lack of long off here.
Okay. So no June meeting.
We must have a June meeting just so we could say bye to Dave.
Right? A special meeting?
Yeah.
An exit meeting? So July?
There's not until August.
Not until August? Yeah. No June, no July. Okay. Hey, August?
I didn't even.
Okay, it is okay. There's time.
Okay.
There's time. So that will be August. August 26th?
I believe.
Okay. August 26th. Will we be in school then? Is that what's on our calendar? Okay. All right. So teachers won't be in training. We'll be in school.
Okay. Sounds good. School starts on the 25th. All right.
And adjournment? Motion to adjourn?
I so move. Adjourned.
I'll second.
Amy? Carla? Amy?
I'll third.
Don't forget your bike when you come over. Yeah. Just came off the mountain tonight.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Brenda?
Yep.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
All right, a little bit of dead air, and my apologies, I missed my cue, and didn't hit all the buttons. So, in celebration of Big Wave being back on island for just a hot second before he goes into Perth Saints with the lovely retirement home for Perth Saining fishermen. It's great. I think it's probably better than any elder center, I guess, they got out there. But gives them something to do. I don't know what he's doing in town, though. I looked at him, I was like, no, no, you're supposed to be in the Southeast right now. But he's here, so if you see him around, say, hey, man, go get back in your booth. I don't know what you're doing out of your cage. We're going to go back to our regularly scheduled programming. Once again, sorry about missing my cue to come back after executive session. They did have some wonderful comments and some approval of a contract. The audio will be available at apradio.org with the agenda and packet for this meeting that has been linked to the school district. Good night, everybody. Oh, and I believe on Yeek, now I'm going to lose my spot. We do have a fishing game meeting, salmon preseason meeting. It's coming up soon. Check out apradio.org. I'm a little calendar challenged, so forgive me. Back to World Cafe.
You know?
Yeah. This is World Cafe. Hannah Cohen is my guest. We're talking about our new album, which is available now. It is called Earth Star Mountain. I want to talk about Dragon. Mm. Man, I felt the chorus in my bones, and I'm guessing most people can relate. Maybe you're at a family gathering, just wondering, am I going to be the one? Am I going to be the only one? And you're making eyes around the room.
Mm-hmm.
Was there an inspiration, like a particular inspiration for this song, or more of a cumulative feeling?
I think
feeling?
It's a cumulative. And also, yes, like, I don't want to be the only one. You know, sometimes you got to be cruel to be kind. You know, I kind of like grew up in that kind of environment with my family. We were always like oatsing each other and like being pretty hardcore. You just got to be honest. Like, at the end of the day, all we have is our honesty. And you kind of have to, I don't know, at this point in my life, I want to be honest, and I don't want to hold things back. And there's a sense of humor in the song, I think.
Very much so.
And love, and you know, seeing, you know, we're all the same. We're all experiencing the same, you know, stuff. And there's like frustration in that song, but also is joyous as well. And I wanted all those things to come together. And I was heavily inspired by Sly and the Family Stone. And I, you know, you can really hear it in that, I think.
Let's listen to this song, Dragon, because it's awesome. It's Hannah Cohen here on World Cafe.
Somebody say it, I'm not gonna be the only one, you know.
recorded live, Hannah Cohen, Dragon. It's a song from her new album, Earth Star Mountain. Hannah Cohen is my guest. I'm Kaleo. It's World Cafe. You and your partner, Sam Owens, who performs as Sam Evian, converted part of your home into a recording studio. A lot of friends stopped by throughout the making of this record. Obviously, Sufjan Stevens, Sean Mullins, Claro, just to name a few. Mm-hmm. You know, how did it become the gathering place? Did it start slowly, or was it something that the community just sort of wrapped its arms around you pretty quickly?
Well, there are so many incredible musicians that live up here in the Catskills, and so I feel like there's kind of this open door kind of vibe, like with all of our friends and our neighbors and musicians that are up here. It feels like very inclusive and like, yeah, come over, we're having barbecue, we're having a fire, like just bring yourself, don't bring anything. We love to cook, and it's just, we're all kind of doing that for each other and with each other. And so, you know, yes, it seems like, oh, wow, there are all these people like coming and playing on it, but that's just kind of the way that it is up here. Like, oh, we're all encouraging each other. And there's this thread that's like kind of connected us all to this area. And so we all have, well, A, we're musicians. B, we want to be in the Catskills and we're drawn to this area. And, you know, there's all these things that's interconnected and there's a lot of synergy there. And so, I feel so lucky that I've tapped into this amazing group of friends.
That's Hannah Cohen, singer-songwriter, whose new album is available now. It's called Earth Star Mountain. Coming up, we'll continue our conversation and more live performances from Union Pool in Brooklyn when we get back to World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo, talking with singer-songwriter Hannah Cohen about her new album, Earth Star Mountain. The record was recorded at her studio, Flying Cloud, alongside her partner, Sam Evian, and features appearances from Sufjan Stevens, Claro, and Sean Mullins. Let's get back into our conversation. Wanted to know about the song Mountain. The song Mountain in particular, we've got a live performance to get to. It's beautiful. I'd love to hear a little bit about it and what it means to you.
Yeah, so I recorded Mountain more recently than a lot of the songs on the record. I think I wrote it last year. And this song kind of came through, you know, processing, losing a very close friend, and the grief that I was just kind of experiencing and couldn't kind of shake through. And you know, the lyric is, losing you is a mountain of stillness. And, you know, I don't know if you've experienced that type of grief where it's omnipresent and it's in everything that you look at. And like every time I look at a mountain, I think of this friend of mine and it never really goes away, but my way of kind of working through that song, I was able to finally kind of express how I was feeling and where I was.
Is the act of writing the song itself help with the processing? Because I also imagine it must be tough to think about that situation. Mm. It's like, I want to capture it, but you have to go through a little bit more to get to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, yeah. Like, you know, repeating these, you know, memories over and over again. And in a way, like, they're haunting, but then you're remembering that person. And there's this thing when you lose somebody, you know, they're not gone. They're still like in your nervous system, in your body, and your body is still reaching for them. And, you know, they're never not there. They're always with you. And so yeah, grief is a really wild thing. The body takes score, and you know, I don't want to forget my friend, and I never want to forget him. So it's in a way, the song is a reminder, and I get to be with him when I sing it. So
this is really sweet sentiment. Let's take a listen to it right now. Here's Hannah Cohen with Mountain on World Cafe. Recorded live at Hannah Cohen with Mountain. It's from her new album, Earth Star Mountain. Hannah's my guest today. I'm Kaleo. It's World Cafe. The vocal performances on this record are so good. There are so many places where I was taken by the delivery, whether it's like slyness and a turn of phrase, or how you'll emphasize certain words and it feels like it's like right in tune with the subject matter, but it never feels like too busy or clever.
Well,
like,
thank you for that. Oh my God.
Of course. But I don't want to say, I don't know if personality is the right word, but like, how do you think about how much personality or playfulness you're putting into your vocal performances?
I spend a lot of time on that, on enunciation and ringing out a long tone, and it's just kind of whatever the song is wanting, you know? So I'm just, yeah, I'm improvising again. I'm flowing. I'm flying sometimes.
Well, let's dial it in a little bit more specifically, like a song like Summer Sweat, where I feel like the vocal performance fits perfectly with the music that you're hearing and the lyrics. Can you talk about your approach for that one and what you wanted to do with that?
Oh, well, I mean, I love, you know, disco, and I love these soaring vocals, and yeah, being able to just kind of riff and fly with a song. And and the chorus on Summer Sweat, I was heavily influenced by this Ennio Morricone Chico Buarque record. When Chico Buarque went to Italy and made this record, and there's these kind of bombastic, kind of unhinged backing vocals of like this chorus of young singers. Stai comodamente. Ma qui più che nel mondo stai comodamente. È una fossa grande, la tua carne è poca, ma la terra donata non si guarda in bocca. Ma la terra donata non si guarda in bocca. I mean, I don't think I realized how much it inspired me until after I recorded it, but when we were doing the vocals, the backing vocals, I had sung that really long line, and then I was singing the harmony, and I just kind of did this rising harmony in there, and it was fun.
Awesome. Let's take a little bit of a listen to Summer Sweat from Hannah Cohen here on World Cafe. Summer Sweat from Hannah Cohen here on World Cafe. The new album is available now. It is called Earth Star Mountain. I have one more song to talk to you about, and it's, you know, we've talked about some beautiful objects, whether it be the Earth Star Mushroom or perhaps the mountain outside of your window, but there's another object you catalog on your album, one very particular rag. Can you tell me a little bit about this object?
Yeah, well, the song goes, you know, see that rag on the side of the road? It's been laying there for years, getting dusty and old. in the rain, in the snow, in the blistering heat, I find it comforting to know that it's just laying there. You know, like, again, like, anything can mean everything. There was this rag on the side of the road. Like, I go, and this I walk past. This is real. And it's on the side of the road, and I would see it every day. I wouldn't pick it up because I was like, I don't want to move it. It became this like symbol of, I don't know. I couldn't not look at it. And then, you know, it was sort of this like obsessive thing where I would look at it, and then it became like comforting to look at it because like, that's my rag. It's on the road, and over time, over years, it kind of disintegrated. And I loved observing, you know, yeah, the rot and repeat of this rag and this in the seasons. And the song is about the road that I live on and some people who live on the road. And, you know, it just came to me. I was on this walk. It was like I walked down to my parents and back, basically. And I didn't have my phone on me, and I had to just sort of repeat the lyrics over and over again, and because I didn't want to lose it, and it was sort of terrifying. And and so that's how that song came about. And when I got home, I just started playing just three simple chords underneath it. And that's how it was very stream of consciousness. And that's how it became.
All right. Let's take a listen to Rag. Here's Hannah Cohen, recorded live on World Cafe.
See that rag on the side of the road? It's been laying there for years, getting dusty and old. In the rain, in the snow, in the blistering heat, I find it comforting to know it's just laying there, waiting for me. A measure of time passing quietly. It's just laying there, waiting for me. Thought to pick it up, miss your company. Hey, there's Ed, 75 years old, still got his mother-in-law living with him. How that works, I don't know. His old Airstream parked in the front yard, put a for sale sign up. Gonna drive that baby far. It's just laying there, waiting for me. A measure of time passing quietly. It's just laying there, waiting for me. Thought to pick it up and miss your company.
The song is Rag. It is from my guest, Hannah Cohen. The new album is available now. It is called Earth Star Mountain. Hannah, this was a blast. Congratulations on the record. It is gorgeous. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the year, and please come back and see us again soon.
Thank you so much. It's so great to talk with you today.
Beautiful. That's Hannah Cohen. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Hannah Cohen. That album is fantastic. One of my favorites of the year, Earth Star Mountain, available now. Thanks to Jan, a very good doggo, for making a special appearance. And hat tip to our producer, Miguel Perez, and line producer, Will Loftus, for their work on the session. Here's The National.
Emerging and established artists. This is World Cafe.
the wraps on this edition of World Cafe with The Cure, songs from A Lost World, last year's album, That's Alone. Time for us to go, but before I do, I want to mention we've got some great episodes that have run in the last few weeks here on The Cafe, including Franz Ferdinand, Panda Bear, and Benjamin Booker. If you missed any of them, you can find them at worldcafe.org. And check out videos of those interviews if you're, you know, visually stimulated. On our YouTube at World Cafe. Thanks to our affiliates who make this show possible, a show we produce from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Melville Charitable Trust, committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at melvilletrust.org. And by Imaginable Futures, celebrating the hard work, commitment, and achievements of the 1 in 5 college students who are parents. More at imaginablefutures.com.